Welcome, July 8th, 2020, Energy First Responders Group, and a group for all time as well. We're gathering everyone who's on the call at this moment, also everyone listening to this recording at a future point in time, as the message is timeless. We ask for a gathering at a deep level for all of us, our soul tribe, as we come together in this time of great change. We allow the connection to the earth to come fully present, as we allow our feet to feel the ground beneath us, very gently and slowly, if you choose to, breathing in through the nose. As you breathe in through the nose, imagine the energy, your energy, going down through the middle of your foot, out that chakra, the main chakra in the foot, all the way down to the very, very center of the earth. So we're going to do this for several breaths, so I'll just speak to it. Again, breathing in through the nose, allowing our energy during that time to go all the way down to the very center of the earth to connect in. And then as we breathe out through the mouth, we imagine, whether we're sitting, standing, lying down, our feet pressing on the earth herself, wherever we are, really pressing on the earth. And as we press during that out-breath on the earth, we allow ourselves to feel the earth pressing back up. And I'm feeling the presence of the earth coming up through me, a very, very deep level, you all may as well. So take a moment in the silence to do this breath 4 to 5 times at your own pace. I'll go through it once, breathing in, allowing our energy to go through our feet all the way down to the center of the earth. With the out-breath, pressing our feet into the earth, feeling the earth press back up, feeling that solidity, that connection, that support, that reverence. Reverence for all life. We'll do that for just a few breaths. And we also bring in the presence of Source, the most appropriate levels of consciousness, all those that assist Source in the earth, with pure intention. Allow the connection to Source within each one of us to deepen right this moment in time, to activate that deepening to the universal connection. You might feel it coming through your crown chakra. You may feel it in your heart. You may feel it in the way that you normally feel it, or something new. Really allow this. And as you do so, we ask for what's very best, the most beneficial outcome from today. We ask to be a vehicle and a channel of the light, of the love, of our own spirit. And we allow our spirits to come together as a group through the energetic platform we've created. To allow ourselves to be guided within our own lives, within all our connections to every other man, woman, and child, and all of the other kingdoms, thinking of them inclusively, the planimals. Plants, animals, minerals. Our great mountains, our forests, our sea life, everything included. And we're asking as a group to open, to allow Spirit to move us, to bring through what is needed, what will assist the joy coming forward, the understanding of the consciousness of the oneness of all life. The alignment of our wills to our spirit's will, to the universal will. To the creator will. For each of us individually, we allow these energies to just dust us off, to release anything that's not serving us anymore. Allowing the earth, source, beings of assistance, violet flame, to transmute. To allow all the energies to go back to creation, to recycle. And I am particularly asking for assistance for the state of Arizona and all of the residents and planimals, to receive what they need in this time of great change. asking for the conditions that are best to come forward. All of the wonderful conditions for life, for joy, for peace, and for freedom. Mutual respect, mutual understanding, mutual hope, and we ask for mercy for all who are in very difficult situations. Grace as well as mercy. And I'm being guided to open our hearts to mercy at the deepest level. That we bring it through. And allow Mother Earth to use these vibratory rates to bring wonder and fulfillment to all of life. We now bring down, actually that's probably not correct languaging, to allow our connection to what was presented last time with the three E's, the elements, elementals, and the Elohim as they work together for creation. And each one of us takes a moment to go inside, to allow ourselves to envision the creation. For our own lives first, just a scene or two of the creation with the wonder and the joy and the blessing. With mercy having brought everything into a new balance and a new harmony. And then into a larger creation, whether those in Arizona want to see it here, those in their own states, wherever they are, seeing it there, and then allowing it to go global. I'm going to bring through some sounds to create this process, and then I will let you know as we go into the silence. Sefe ho alaya alawana maya ho la sekeya Peace, peace, peace. Sotamea, enamaya, alawaya, o katseka fea, fea aya, alawaya, enamawa. Sa dona mea, nena mea, haila waya, ona mawa. As we go back to the beginning, we ask the beginning blueprint to come alive again. It's always been there. And we ask it to join us now in this moment in time. So the beginning and now are one. Blueprint, the essence, the consciousness, the will, the purpose. Every little purpose. Each species and each member of each species. To activate, to enliven, to wake up. To be free and at peace. Allow the gratitude, the great gratitude, to be present with you as we give thanks for all of this. And we take a few moments for you to go inside. Visualize whatever you want, whatever happens. Take the moments inside with your own creator self. very gently, very gently. Bring your consciousness back. Notice your breath, breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth. Feel the creation. Feel the ability we have to center, to be in a space of love, to allow it to reach others, to feel that sense of camaraderie, that sense of belonging, being a part of all creation, and really a part of our own world, friends, family. Allow yourself to ground in a way, to do that breath with the earth one more time. Really bringing everything back together, we thank with deep, deep gratitude all of the help that was here today, all that will come as a result. I'm going to say the three phrases. So be it, so it is done with gratitude.